Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Cashing in with conversation, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Gen Z shoppers are reshaping retail, prioritizing values, ethics, and brand alignment over price and fast fashion trends. Joining us to discuss is Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor based in New York. Find him online at theretaildoc.com. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And don't we say this about every successive consumer generation, is that they want to buy things that have meaning and that they're not like previous generations of consumers, and then you find out a couple of years later, oh, right, yes, they are.
Did you read my mind already?
I don't know. Maybe we have a certain thing going on, Bob.
This is the Lightspeed Commerce survey that came out of 2,000 people, and yes, indeed, to me, it's like, okay, we all would say that, right? In a perfect world, Gen Z prioritizes brands, values, ethics, and identity. However, you know, they were also the ones who were buying Temu and Shine and all of these other fast fashion that really were destroying the planet and a lot of other things. So I think every consumer right now is looking at how does this, the information that I can find about a brand is in alignment with me. And, you know, if you're a brand, you're probably looking at what's your moral compass, I mean, and how are you showing it to the world?
I mean, obviously, you want to stay in touch with shoppers' stated demands, so you will try to meet them in the middle, or at least attempt to meet them where they are. You may not stake out a very definite political position, but you may have advertising that sounds liberal-coded or conservative-coded, and once again, there's nothing new about that. I mean, let's think back 40, 50 years ago, Lee Iacocca at Chrysler, where he would directly address the viewer or the person listening to the commercial and talk about national pride. This is why you have to buy the LeBaron or the K car, because you're doing this for America.
But we also gave a darn back then. I mean, Lee was the one that bought back the Statue of Liberty. He was an icon of neither left nor right. It was a matter of bringing back the country. This taps into one of the other things they were talking about, that nearly a 1 in 3, according to the survey, Gen Z shoppers have a fear of being judged or canceled for buying the wrong brands. Now, I mean, I might question what you're buying, but I don't know if that means like I would never talk to you again, or I would shame you with influencers. So I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I do see in retail that a lot of the smaller players, a lot more boutiques, are not trying to serve everyone. They are be willing to go out on, you know, social media and say, this is who I am, this is what we are, and being very authentic. I think it's probably the big challenge that Target's having right now, because where are they in the mix? They used to be one thing, and now they've pretty much gone silent and pushed themselves back. So is that what's causing the turmoil with their brand right now? I think a lot of people, a lot of retailers are worried about that, especially when Gen Z is looking at more circular economy and vintage and those kind of items to be environmentally aware. You really don't want to siphon off, 5 or 10% from people who feel you're not walking the walk. Does that make sense, Rob?
But once again, because nothing is new, Bob, everything is recycled. What is the difference between I look down upon you because you shop at X or you have purchased at X versus 30 or 40 years ago? I mean, oh, you bought those shoes? What kind of a dork are you? I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over again.
Well, I did have those root shoes with the lower soles back when I was in high school. Thank you for remembering that. But no one canceled you for it. You probably would just tell them, you know, you look like a geek or whatever. But this fear of being judged is really part and parcel with Gen Z. I think they, you know, some people say, oh, they grew up in a bubble like millennials and they're snowflakes. And there's a certain amount of living in a bubble. And so the idea, because they haven't really had people, I don't think, this is my interpretation of what I've been reading, to say you can't do this or this is wrong or don't do that. They don't have that side of the guardrails. So they're not sure. Could this get me fired? Could this get me to lose my friends? And I think it's a very real fear that is out there. And I don't think that it's in retail alone. I think it's a challenge for leaders around the world right now is how do you empower this generation, but also be willing to say, and that's not right, or, you know, do this again and you're gone. If everyone's afraid of that, then no one's managing and leading. And that's the challenge. Maybe that's where Lee Iacocca comes back as a hologram. What do you think, Rob?
Well, either that or we should bring back Frank Perdue to talk about all the great things he did to his chickens. on the subject of sustainability.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, that's, I think everybody is aware of that. And we are seeing resale is growing by leaps and bounds. My generation, I had what I would call hand-me-downs as I grew up from my two older brothers. I would not want to buy something that was used. That's just foreign to me. And probably why I'm a bit of a snob of the brands I do buy now, right? But a younger generation doesn't have the alignment with those brands, didn't really grow up with those brands. You know, think about when I was a kid, my mom's first car was a Chevy. So they got a Chevy. And then what'd they get after that? Well, they had a Pontiac. And then my dad really made it with an Oldsmobile. So was it a mystery that when I hit it in the 90s, I had to have a Cadillac? Well, because that's the way we were groomed. That's the way we were brought up with the way brands were. But brands have so, you know, muddied the waters of what your brand is standing for, what it is, and where it fits into the value chain, that I think it's opened the door to brands don't matter. And I still do believe, as most retailers do, brands do have a value. But we've so cheapened it with having generic knockoffs in the grocery and saying, oh, it's just as good. Well, there's a very different feeling when you're at a luxury item or something that's really good. Just like you go in a resort, you know, you go to a great resort, it should be pretty amazing for the price you're paying versus you're staying at a roadside hotel next to the truck stop. We expect brands to deliver. And so I think the other challenge from when I read a survey like this is it should be a wake-up call for brands. If brands don't matter, well, why don't they? And, yeah, I think sustainability might be part of it. And I think a lot of smaller ancillary parts might matter. But in the end, maybe you're chasing an influencer and you're not really starting with the customer first and saying, that's our guy or gal. How do we know them better than anyone else and not try to be everything to everyone in the world?
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.